Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Right, we're less than 6 months away from the country's next trip to the polls and this time to elect a successor to Michael D. Higgins. We've had names mentioned, potential candidates in, then out, lots of suggestions, but as yet, only a couple who've declared they'll definitely run.
At present, there are only two candidates who have officially declared their intentions. So we've Donegal businessman Peter Casey and the MMA fighter, or former MMA fighter, I should say, Conor McGregor. They both said they plan to contest the race, although neither have secured the necessary nomination.
Are you minded to run for the presidency?
I've been very clear about this. I've made no decision. People know that I ran, I think, 14 years ago at this stage. And our party has not made any decision around right. when conventions might be had. And I haven't made any big decisions about what I'm right. going to do for the future.
Catherine Connolly, another potential presidential candidate, of course. Neilane Bogart the Ross O'Maraid McGuinness Gafoil the Lyad.
Well, Tommy John Shaw can play lay over Ella, I guess, but what can do is Jahar Nahorber Shin was Fager. I've got a meal mug with a suck in the Keshla.
All right, Lanamid, you're right.
I'm mulling over at the moment, but I am kind of decided that I will make a decision before the summer. July, probably the very latest.
Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys has confirmed that she will not seek her party's nomination for this year's presidential election.
There's been no decisions made. So just people have come to me and said, are you open to the conversation? And I said, I'm open to the conversation. But no, I haven't made any decisions whatsoever. And that is the truth.
What is the 2% grounded in? What is it that has that door still slightly open?
Well, I suppose there's a part of me that feels if I'm the right person, I'm not sure I am, but if I am the right person, then that's the 2%, you know, and I do feel I have a responsibility to consider it.
Would you be interested, Barry, in running for the presidency of this country?
Yeah, I've seen my name in circulation. Honestly, I haven't given it thought. I'm incredibly flattered that I'd be mentioned when you think about the office holders over the last 20 or 30 years.
Yes, you're running for president. Is that the case?
No, I'm saying nothing at all. That's all I'm saying.
Which party?
I can't say that.
Has someone approached you from a party?
I was approached. Let's just say I'm mulling it over.
Well now, Mairead McGuinness, Catherine Connolly, Sean Kelly, Francis Black, Barry Andrews and Linda Martin, you heard there. A few there not included, Michael McDougall, Francis Fitzgerald, both ruled themselves out. I'm sure there are others too, have signalled an interest on their social media platform of choice. But as yet, no party has named a candidate. Nothing is certain. Charlie McConnell, Barry Andrews didn't rule himself out there. Is he the guy for Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, Barry's a very fine MEP. But listen, from a Fianna Fáil perspective, our objective here will be, Cullum, to make sure, as we've always done, that we contribute in a way that makes sure that Ireland has and the public have a very good choice in relation right. to presidential candidates.
You won't be sitting and this one out like you did in 2011,
well,
no?
Listen, that's a decision that the party will make. I know our leader, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, has indicated that by the end of June we hope to have a bit of clarity in relation to the approach the party will be taking. But listen, we've always worked to make sure that the public have a good choice. I think we've been very well served by our presidents over the years, the many that we've had, including the current one. And I do think generally it's early yet, Cullum. The election won't be until the end of October, and we know with elections
announcement from you today
campaigns tend to be much you're not ruling shorter yourself than they used
out.
To be in the
you're
past.
You're not ruling yourself out either, Charlie, are you?
Well listen, lest I hear my comments in a similar vox public ad again, I rule myself out today.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Owen O'Brien, yourself?
Well, firstly, I'm not contesting the election. I can say that definitively. Look, we actually take the issue of contesting the presidential election very, very seriously. We have two options. One is to stand a Sinn Féin candidate, and the other is to work with other progressive and like-minded parties to put forward a strong unity candidate. The party is currently undertaking a consultation exercise with the party membership. That's going to take a period of time. Mary Lou MacDonald has been meeting with the party leaders from a number of other parties. And look, you can declare your candidacy or joint candidacy far too early. We've seen that in previous presidential elections. So there's plenty of time.
Would you have a personal preference for a unity candidate with other parties or to go with the Sinn Féin candidate?
So I have a very strong view on that matter, but I'm not sharing it with you. I'm sharing it with the party as part of the internal consultation.
Right. I noticed your contribution on the unity candidate was longer than the party candidate one. So I'll go to Sinead Gibney.
What I will say is, in due course, the party will let our position be known, because it is 6 months away. It is an important contest, but there's plenty of time before we have to make that decision.
Okay, Sinead Gibney.
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly still exploring the idea of a left unity candidate, and we see a lot of merit in that. And I think, I mean, personally, I also think it's been incredible to have such a progressive voice in Ursa Nuachtarán over the last couple of decades, and I think we'd love to see that continue. So,
would you like to see a woman?
I'd love to see a woman. Yeah, absolutely. But I also think, I mean, in terms of kind of the timing of this and the fact that there hasn't been names kind of more solidly put out there yet, I mean, I would say it's a terribly bruising campaign.
Right.
And I can understand why
people... Would you be up for it?
No, I am loving being a TD. Okay. But I think, you know, for that reason, people might want to just leave it a little shorter. And also, it was only this day last year that we had the European and locals. We're all still recovering from
November's a long way away, unfortunately. Saturday Sport is not a long time away. So that's our lot for today.